Welcome to the One Hot Podcast. This is part two in the month of February. We are so excited that you are joining us. The goal on this podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer. And we are so excited that we get to be with you today. And as the Lord is looking across the earth, He's looking for intercessors that are going to gather together to lift His name in every place. He's looking for incense. So we here in Omaha, Nebraska, are a troop that has gathered, and we are looking to bring forth the name of Jesus in this city, and we're gathering together to be intercessors for the various mandates that the Lord has given us. And so I just want to welcome you today. I'm Kristen Cheetah, and I'm sitting with Nicole and Drew, as always, and we're going to be in kind of just finishing up the part two of Practical Insights for Growing in Prayer. Really, we're looking at the what and the when and the why and the how of prayer. So stay tuned with us. We're really excited to be able to just share with you what the Lord has just shown us over the last several years as we've been really spending time with Him. But on a great note, I just got back from Florida, and so just had to throw that in there. Just my husband and I and my son, we went and enjoyed just some time on the beach with our daughter and her husband. And it was so great to get away. And I had secret place, since we're talking about practical insights of prayer, I had secret place time.
On the beach.
On the beach, whatever. On a lounge chair. Whatever. And I had my Bible and my journal. And I'm just going to tell you, it was glorious with 80 degrees outside. Wow. So,
well, you know, this past week, Nicole and I also had the opportunity to travel.
You did?
Yes. Saturday, Nicole traveled. And Sunday, I actually traveled to the same destination. And
was it Florida?
No, it wasn't quite Florida. It was very nice. And we just, I don't know about you, Nicole, but I had some time with the Lord as I was traveling in the car.
Yes, me.
And
yes,
so it was wonderful. We went to the beautiful city of Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes,
it's almost like being on Fort Myers Beach.
It's probably very similar. Just probably a couple little minor details that are different. But
Yeah, probably not. So I would encourage anyone that can get away to actually get away. But there is something about going on vacation that it's been a long time. And just to have a new perspective. Mm-hmm. So even just sitting on a lounge chair while I listened to the waves lapping on the beach, I had my journal and I had my Bible, and I was really focusing on just kind of reading through Zechariah as we as a house of prayer team have been just reading through that and studying it together. And the Lord was just sharing things in my heart, and I felt like there's just something really awesome about getting away and letting Him speak to you. And I feel like that is so much a part of what we're going to talk about again today, is this secret place time and getting away with the Lord, whether it's in a closet, in your car, laying on a beach chair, sitting in a prayer room, sitting in your living room. So stay with us. We're really excited about just the time that we're going to have today to share with you. So we will be right back, and we're going to get right into the what and the when and the why and the hows of prayer. So welcome back as we get right into the topic of the day. And we're going to start with the what of prayer. And last week, Drew and I think both Drew and Nicole shared a little bit about the list and having a list and the importance of taking a list into that secret place time with the Lord. So we're just going to talk about some of the lists that we've used, why lists are helpful as a tool in the prayer room. But at the same time, we don't want it to be like anything that's legalistic. So, Nicole, we were just talking about that here. And can you just share, because you have a cool idea of a list, but it doesn't look like your traditional kind of list in a notebook.
I am a total list maker. Like, my whole world is lists. And so I think that's why I don't do prayer lists.
Probably.
So, like, I just want freedom in my time with the Lord. And so I've never done, like, your typical prayer list, but for me, I have a world map that I don't have it hanging up currently because I don't have a lot of space, but when I lived in Mali, Africa, I had a map, world map, on the wall, and then I have pictures of all of my missionary friends who live in different countries around the world. And so it was like that visual reminder mm-hmm. to pray, and I had it right above my desk. So anytime even I was working on studying or my classes or whatever it was, I would look up and be like, oh, I need to pray for the Molsies in Togo, yeah. or oh, I need to pray for the Nicoles in South Africa, or whatever it was, I would have that visual reminder. And I know a lot of people who do missionary cards on their refrigerators.
Yes.
Which also is a great reminder to pray.
So. Yes. Okay, I'm going to just tag off of that. One of the things that I do, because I love marriage so much, that when we get magnets, which are, mm-hmm. you know, people are having their, when they have a wedding, mm-hmm. they send the save the date, and yeah. often they send little magnets, so yeah. you can put them on the fridge. And if I don't have a magnet, I find a picture of the couple, on Facebook, I print it mm-hmm. off, and I literally put it as a magnet on my fridge, mm-hmm. and those are the people that I pray for as couples preparing for marriage, mm-hmm. or I keep them up there, so if they've already been on my fridge,
yeah.
if you've been married 5 years and you're on my fridge, I'm still praying for you. So it's kind of a visual list mm-hmm. also for me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. I used to post a bunch of pictures throughout my house, either like in picture frames or on my wall or on my desk or on my refrigerator, different things, and that would always remind me to pray for people, especially people that I wasn't in contact with daily. So like when I worked at the child care center, when I left and moved to Omaha for school, then I had a bunch of pictures of the kids that I used to work with or mm-hmm. different staff, and so I could still connect with them through prayer even though I wasn't mm-hmm. seeing them on a daily basis. So,
and I think those visuals are really helpful. If you're teaching kids to pray,
yeah,
those are great ways to teach children to pray and little ones to pray. Mm-hmm. And even before we recorded, I was, like, I had this, like, bright light bulb above my head that to get just even a map of the nation and to write on the states as you pray for them. I mean, that's something you could do with a group of kids at your house. Mm-hmm. It's something a youth group could do. Mamas could do it, just taking a different state, you know, every week or, you know, a couple a week, and just praying for them and looking them up and mm-hmm. seeing what's the population, what could you be praying for? So there, you know, as we share even just some of these lists, you know, just ask the Lord for creativity of what a list could look like for your own secret place, because there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy when we come to Him, and you know, He's not this dull, boring, oh good, she's here with her notebook that she's going to pray through. So the Lord wants to partner with us, and He wants it to be exciting also. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think the thing to remember with the list is, I mean, I think we all use lists in some manner. Our whole house of prayer, we have a list of our mandates that we mm-hmm. go through. And that helps us with remembering what different things to pray for. But if someone gets up on the mic and prays for something different, it's not like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
They didn't
stick to the list. Like, you know, they're not allowed to pray next time or something. And in our own personal lives and in my life and my time with the Lord, I have a bunch of different lists. And some days I go through a lot of different people on my list, and some days I go through no one. Mm-hmm. Some days I literally spend the whole 2 hours just me and the Lord working on the own many issues in my own heart. And some days it's like, oh,
your inner
yeah.
man.
Yeah, my yeah. inner man. And some days it's, you know, I have 20 different, you know, my little mm-hmm. Note cards and all the lists and the people on there, and I'm going through all that stuff. And so it really just depends. But if the Lord brings up someone who I haven't written down on a list yet, then, well, I can add them to the list right there and pray for them, or I don't even have to write down to pray for them. It's not like if they're not on the list, you can't pray. It just helps me on the days where, which is most days, when I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do for four mm-hmm. hours in the prayer room, or for even sometimes the list will help remind me. I'll have a list in my car mm-hmm. and a list in my mirror. And normally those for when I'm getting ready in the morning or when I'm washing my hands or something after the bathroom, those would normally be times where mm-hmm. I would think about praying. But mm-hmm. now I do, because I have a list there. And so the list even is a reminder, whether or not I pray for something on the list, it's a reminder, oh, connect with the Lord.
Yeah,
oh,
that's good.
Connect with the Lord here. Oh, I can connect with the Lord here doing something, whether it's a you know, big list or, mm-hmm. or not.
Something I did in Africa, and this was funny, but maybe it's just me has to do this kind of thing, but I taped a piece of paper to my TV.
Oh, nice.
So I had a cover over my TV nice. So that the dust didn't ruin it. And so then I would, whenever I pulled that cover off, it literally said, pray before you turn me on.
Mm.
And so it was like what you just said about the visual reminder to, like, connect with the Lord. It was like, okay, that's fine. You can sit down and watch TV at the end of the day, but have you spent your time with the Lord mm-hmm. today? And I remember that being so, like, such a reminder and such mm-hmm. a wake-up call to, like, oh, my goodness. And I know I obviously have a list that's really long for people to pray for and topics and issues mm-hmm. and different things that are on my heart. And I think that that's also something, like, it's not just people. It's issues. It's topics.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord's put it on your heart, it's on His heart.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't have to be specifically a person that is on your list that you're praying for. It can be a state. It can be a country. It can be a people mm-hmm. group. But it could also be an issue, like right now with the elections yeah. and different things that are going on in the world.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I think one of the things that is important about a list that we'll wrap up here, but when you have a list, you can see God's faithfulness in answering the cries of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think part of having a list, it also just, it's the reminder of His faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reminder of He's true to His word.
Yeah.
It's the reminder that He does answer me when I cry out to Him.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the positives about having yeah. a list, mm-hmm. is that it keeps us to remembering yeah. how good God is.
Yeah, and even on some of the lists, we'll post pictures of some of our own personal lists so you can get an idea, but some of them that I've gone through, I noticed where the Lord's been really faithful, and I also noticed where, like, that part of the, you know, that bullet point or that prayer topic just really dropped off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I was really adamant about praying for mm-hmm. that for a couple of weeks, and then after a while, it didn't really matter, and the Lord led me into a different direction, mm-hmm. and it was still a moment of His faithfulness. It's not like the Lord didn't answer that prayer, and so, oh my goodness. It's like, well, no, He just kind of changed my direction, and so it's mm-hmm. it was really good. And now I was going to say, too, they have so many apps that can help with prayer lists and that can help with just the reminders to pray. So you can just use the alarm and set it to mm-hmm. go on silent. And I used to do that, you know, text this person or whatever, or mm-hmm. reminder to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have an app called Pray. They have another couple of apps that you can look up, and maybe we'll post links if we can find them, that you just post your, enter your little prayer topics and you set a reminder for a time and it'll go off daily. Mm-hmm. I have some that go off daily and some that...
Okay, I want to say something too, because if you have a heart for the persecuted church, mm-hmm. Samaritan's Purse, or not Samaritan's Purse, the Voice of the Martyrs mm-hmm. has an app that will just remind you to pray for the persecuted church, whoever they're targeting for mm-hmm. that week. So,
and Joshua Project has one for the different unreached people groups of the world.
That's awesome. So our minds are just, like, stirring up right now while we're talking. we're gonna just move on quickly to just the when. When to pray. So we just want to share kind of the places that we've gone for our secret place time, or even some of the times that have worked for us in that secret place time, because there's not a right
yeah.
or a wrong. We don't all have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and have 2 hours with the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nope.
But at the same time, we don't all have to have our time with the Lord at 11 o'clock at night before we lay our head down on the pillow.
Yeah.
So really, I think for each one of us, we've just really asked the Lord, when do you want to schedule time with me? And looking at our own personal schedules
mm-hmm.
and then just asking the Lord, okay, you know, this is going to be time that we carve out. And it won't get away from me. It's me and you, Jesus. So, but I'd like to just talk about that's the kind of the when and then the where. Where are some places that you guys have had mm-hmm. kind of where has your secret place time been?
Well, I think for me, it depends on where I've been living. and so I've had it in a lot of different, over the last 5 years, I've lived in so many different places that sometimes my bedroom, but then mm-hmm. sometimes my bedroom's too distracting. And I'm like, oh, my bed just sounds so wonderful right now. Sometimes it's been out on the porch. outside. Sometimes it's been physically in my closet or in the living room or at the kitchen table. Right now, it's just in my bedroom at my desk. Mm-hmm. And I have a large enough space that I can pace. I'm a pacer. And so when I get bored sitting, reading, or just talking to the Lord, sitting down, I have to just pace and talk and sing and pray and do whatever. And so for me right now, it's just that quiet place of my bedroom. But one day I hope to have like a prayer room in my house. one day. But I think I have a friend who does it outside, like mm-hmm. under a tree. Mm-hmm. In her room.
Because she lives outside.
In her front yard. And so that's a nice yes. idea.
That is a nice idea.
I've done it so many different places. I kind of like Nicole. I've done it in my go-to now generally is either on the couch next to my piano, mm. or because then sometimes I'll get a thought and I'm like, oh, let's sing this to the Lord, or in my room, and I'll pace back and forth, or I'll do different things. When it's nice out, I've done it outside in the courtyard of my apartment mm-hmm. complex, or at the pool. Mm-hmm. I'll just bring up my whole tote of stuff, and I'll just bring it to the pool yep. and just relax with the Lord there. I've also done it when I am in a hurry. I'll go to a restaurant and sit down and bring my Bible and just have a table by myself and do it there. And I've gotten some people will come up and ask me what I'm doing or what I'm reading or have different comments. And so that's been an interesting evangelistic opportunity mm-hmm. as well, kind of incidentally. But I think that for me, the when or the where is not as important as mm-hmm. the when. The when is so much more important for me. I have to schedule a time, otherwise it'll get away from me.
Yeah.
It'll be, and I used to be like, well, you know, I'll do it with the Lord it's a priority, but I'm not going to put it on the calendar because I don't want to, you know, hedge myself in and everything else in my life is scheduled. So let's just let this kind of be free flowing. And it just never works. What ends up happening is about something five else. Other things will mm-hmm. come up yes. and then the Lord is on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it has to be scheduled. And if I cancel that schedule, you know, one day out of the week or 2 days out of the week, or I have to rearrange it, then that's fine. It's not like the Lord's like, oh no, you missed your schedule with me today at, you know, mm-hmm. 11 o'clock. That's my one right now, actually. Mm-hmm. But, it's just more of, if I can get it around 75% of the time, I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased, and the Lord's pleased. He's pleased whether I get it 75% or 0% of the time. He's pleased, but that really helps me. So I try not to beat myself up if I miss it, but at the same time, I have to schedule something, or I will miss it every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I would say, for me, the car is my favorite go-to secret place. And so often, now I'm not doing it in the winter because it's really cold sitting in my car. So I've been doing it in my home. But during most of the months of the year, I go to McDonald's. I drive through, I get my large Diet Coke. And I keep all my Bibles and all my commentaries in the back seat of my car. So when I get I drive through McDonald's, I sit in the Target parking lot. You can always find me there. And I just spend about an hour and a half just sitting with the Lord. And I open my sunroof and I have the sun beating on me and it's glorious. I would love to say I live at the beach and then my secret place time would be on a lounge chair.
Yeah.
But that's not the case right now. So, I hope that you have some ideas kind of stirring in your heart for the what and the when and the where. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to share with you our review, our book this month, and then after that, we'll wrap up this part two of the Practical Insights to Prayer.
All right, well, welcome back to Reviews by Drew. And, of course, this is our favorite segment where we get to share different resources that have really impacted our life here in the House of Prayer. And we just want to share those with you to help you to continue to grow in prayer. So this month, we have a new resource, and it is called Deepening Prophetic Revelation, Through Meditation by Kirk Bennett. So it's a little booklet. It's not too long. It's about 34 pages, so it's not really quite a long book like we have recommended previously, i.e. Mike Bickle's Going in Prayer. But it is a good resource that we have all used here in the House of Prayer, and so we want to share it with you. And because this resource is written by Kirk Bennett, who Nicole did a internship with at Z-Hop, I have asked her to come on in to this segment to join us. So this is... Nicole, welcome to Reviews by Drew.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I know. This is really exciting to be here in this segment. It's a coveted position of everyone who works in the podcast arena. So anyway, Kirk Bennett's resource here goes through the meditation aspect. And a lot of what the main parts of it is really the read it, write it, say it, sing it, pray it. So he takes a verse and goes through some of those things. So of how to meditate and what it looks like and all those things. And because what really helped me for this book is when I first was looking at meditating, I'm like, well, I know it says to meditate, you know, like the Joshua 1:8, don't let the book of the law, you know, meditate on day and night instead of, and I'm like, well, but meditating now is like,
It has a whole new age connotation.
Yes, and so that really threw me off, but Kirk really goes through it in a better way. So Nicole, how has this book impacted you?
Well, I first encountered this resource 7 years ago when I was at Zadok House of Prayer, and I had no idea what meditation was, and it was kind of that hokey, new age, whatever. And so for me, when I first jumped into meditation, it was an opening of increased revelation, and he talks about that in the manual a little bit, but it was reading the scripture, saying it, praying it, and getting a new revelation of what the word was saying and how to apply it to my own life. And so for me, meditation really opened up how to look at the scriptures and how to use that in my own life. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was just a tool of understanding scripture better.
Yeah. I just loved how it really was just thinking about a verse, about a passage, and just kind of mulling it over in my mind. Almost one of the things, the images I've heard before is a cow who eats grass and they have four stomachs, so they keep regurgitating it, and it's a little gross. But we do that with the word of God. We just regurgitate it over and over again in our mind and then ask questions and then think about it in a new way. And so this is a great resource for growing in meditation and just growing in the understanding of the word and understanding of the Lord. Yeah. So once again, that is Deepening Prophetic Revelation Through Meditation by Kirk Bennett. And you can find that on his website at www.7thunders, that's the number 7, 7thunders.org.
All right, so we're going to really conclude today's episode focusing on the why. We're going to spend just a few minutes, and really the why of prayer is that we want to understand more of who God is. We want this right view of God. He's our Father. He's our friend. He's the Savior. He's Deliverer. And even just in the resource, as Nicole and Drew were sharing, this meditating on the word really gives us a formation for what to pray so that our view of God is accurate. So we're going to take just a kind of couple of these last few minutes here and just walk through the read it, write it, say it, sing it, pray it method that Kirk Bennett has developed, really pulling out Ephesians 1, one of our favorite scriptures, 17 to 19, and we're just going to walk through how we've done that in our own personal life quickly. We're going to take a whole session one of these months and just focus on meditation. So we want to get right into this and the read it. So can you tell us, Nicole, what does the read it really, what are we doing when we're reading it?
Okay. So first off, you need to pick a verse. As we have picked Ephesians 1, typically you just do one verse.
Yes,
so
we're, actually.
So that's okay. Ephesians 1, 17 or 18 or 19. And you will specifically read that verse several times. Maybe 3, maybe 5 times. And I think reading it out loud is best. If you don't feel comfortable with that, if you're in public, that's fine. But reading that key verse, that verse over and over and over again, and as you're reading it, just having your mind set to look for keywords and look for, like, if there's words that are said multiple times, or mm-hmm. just picking out those keywords as you're reading it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. And then, so I'm going to just read it once. I keep asking, I'll read verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Mm-hmm. The goal of prayer, to yeah. know him better. So when we write it, then Drew, what do we do with that?
So when we would write it, we would just take a piece of paper and write it exactly as is. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you can look at if there's different words or different phrases that are popping out as you're writing it. But basically, that one is pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. You can write it more than one time mm-hmm. if that's helpful. That is really helpful, especially when you're trying to memorize verses. But basically, just write it as is. And you could write different translations if you wanted to and just look for the words and phrases that pop out.
Mm-hmm. And then say it, like Nicole said, you've mm-hmm. read it several times, we've written it, and then you just say it. You yeah. say it over and over. And we know, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing mm-hmm. the word of God, mm-hmm. so it's important, like you were saying, Nicole, to speak it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like, when I say it, I like to go to say it multiple times and then emphasize a different word every time. So, I keep asking that the Father mm. of glory. I keep asking that the Father of glory. I keep asking that the Father... And different when I say it, the inflection differently, then I'll different things will pop out as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you do that, as you say that, and different words are popping out, make sure to write those down because mm-hmm. you're going to want to continue to say the specific words that stick out to you mm-hmm. over and mm-hmm. over again also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I when I was meditating on this, the one that just, that little phrase, so that I would know him better. Mm-hmm. Like, what a joy and what a privilege that the God of the universe wants to... me to know him. He is a knowable God. You know, those are things that I would be writing down mm-hmm. in yeah. my journal as I'm meditating on this, that he really wants me to know him.
Yeah.
He's not far off. He's not a deep mystery. Mm-hmm. He wants me to hunger after him, and as I go after him, he's going to share his secrets with his friends. So that's one of the... I love doing this because you get more revelation
you do.
About who God is and who I am.
Yeah. I love the part that says, may give you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness, he wants to give it to me.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, that knowledge of him, spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so for me, like, as I've meditated on this verse, that has always really stuck out to me is he yeah. that he's going to give this to me as I pray.
Yeah.
As I seek him.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
How about singing it, Drew? Do you want to share yeah. about that?
And then, you know, I like to you know, in the prayer room, we go through and we'll intentionally sing a verse and we'll come up with choruses. So when I will meditate, I like to just come up with a chorus. So for this one, you know, I could just, any phrase that pops out, and I could make it into a chorus. And mm-hmm. then I just sing it over and over again, you know, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So I could, you know, that he would give the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I could just mm-hmm. keep singing
That's good.
That over and over again. And as I sing, my heart will come alive. Mm-hmm. And as I sing, other things may come to mind. As I'm singing, and then I can write those phrases down, or I can ask questions. I love to ask questions when I meditate. I think that even though sometimes I feel like I'm just asking myself, but I feel like I gain so much more insight even just by asking the Lord a question and then writing it down, and writing my question down, writing the answer down, and then singing it again and singing a different chorus and seeing if something else comes from that.
And for non-singers, this is something that you have to do also. I am not a singer, and so I remember Kirk used to get on me about this all the time. He's like, you have to sing it, because it does. It changes your heart. Mm-hmm. There's something about singing that changes your heart, and so that is why I do this in my secret time. I do it in the prayer room, but usually maybe quietly. Off in the corner quietly, but in my bedroom, I will sing it a lot louder than I would in public. So I really encourage you who are non-singers to really do this and try mm-hmm. it and see, just do it for a week and see what happens, because you'll see your heart changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's so much easier to learn and to memorize things when you're singing.
Yes,
it's a lot harder to memorize something and to really know it when you are just reading it. But when you sing something, we can all remember songs and little jingles from
40 years ago. Sorry.
From our childhood. and it's just a great memorization tool. And I love, there's an old proverb that says, he who sings prays twice.
That's
and
good.
So I love that. And whether or not that's biblically correct or not. I just love that the Lord loves singing, and He is a singing God, so we can sing too.
Yeah, and then the last one on that is to pray it. And this is just taking that scripture, and you're just praying it back to the Lord. You're mm-hmm. speaking it to Him. You're thanking Him for the revelation that He's giving you. And it's just that intimate communion with the Lord, and that's really what we're talking about today, is just these are some of the tools to just grow in knowledge of Him, grow in love for Jesus, to have a deeper understanding of who He is. That's what prayer is all about, mm-hmm. that He knows me and I know Him. And so as we just conclude today, we just want to challenge you to read it, write it, say it, sing it, pray it. It's an easy, just grab a verse or two and just begin to meditate. Grab your journal, grab a note card, and do it that way. And just ask the Lord to give you more revelation. Because as Nicole was saying, He wants to give it to mm-hmm. us. He stands. Yeah. He's a Father who loves us, and He wants to share.
Yeah.
He wants, Psalm 25:14, He shares His secrets with His friends. Mm-hmm. He wants to share His heart with us, and He wants to partner with us. Yeah. So,
and write it down in your journal. When you meditate, you always should write everything down, because then you can go back and you're like, oh, you know, I actually did learn something. I was doing these things. And I remember as I'm going through students and I'm teaching them about meditating, I'm like, I was just meditating in the prayer room. And I don't know, remember really what I was saying, but I have it in my journal, and I can go back and do that. So write it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've just had a blast talking about prayer, because it's like our favorite thing. And so I just hope that we've encouraged you and we've challenged you and really exhorted you to have a deeper prayer life, whether you're spending 15 minutes in your secret place with the Lord, or you're grabbing just those 5 minutes where you can get away at a lunch hour, or sitting in the cafeteria or at home right before you go to bed. Or if it's increasing your time to an hour or 2 hours of just meeting with the Lord to get to know Him better. So, anything else? Any final comments from either of you?
No, just keep going at it.
Yeah, just try
keep on keeping on.
So. Yeah, and let us know how things are going.
Yeah. And we'll be posting stuff, our pictures and different things that might help you as well. And we'd love to, if you have prayer lists or different things you want to post mm-hmm. on our Facebook page, then we'd love to hear from you and to let us know how your prayer life is being impacted and how you're growing.
Yeah, and so you can find us at onehop.org. That's our website. And then on Facebook, we are Omaha, Nebraska House of Prayer. So we will see you in March, as the weather will get nicer and nicer here in Omaha, Nebraska. And we will share with you then what our topic is for the month of March. We will see you then.